Well, smack my ass and shave my balls. It's the best damn podcast from Chippewa Falls.
Oh my god.
Since the beginning.
I mean, I can't even see that.
You need your glasses.
Put your cheaters on.
Let's put them on.
Good morning, all you hick bastards!
We are Tales from the Hicks. Let's say who we got.
I'm Jason.
I'm Chad.
This is Ben.
And I am Nate. And we got a camera. They can see what you're doing.
I was going to say, he knows that we're recording, right?
Secrets. Yeah.
I forgot about the camera.
We'll have the production team edit that. He's got his secret. He's got his secret glasses on. It's like the kid from Big Daddy.
Secret squirrel over here.
We have
36, 37, 38, something like that.
Okay.
Years ago.
Wow.
Not bad.
We have a special guest for YouTube video. People know that we have an extra guy. The guy that people on Spotify probably don't know this yet. So who is our special guest?
Afternoon, guys. Thanks again for having me. My name's Dave. Been a fan of the channel for a long time, and been a friend of Ben's ever since, kindergarten?
Yeah. I'm sorry for you.
Just a few years ago.
It doesn't say a lot about his taste, no. Judge of character.
Has that been on purpose?
Pretty poor taste, thanks again for having me, guys.
Yeah. Appreciate it. You bet.
It's gonna be fun.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you.
Chad, what's going on outside?
It is sunny today.
It is
66 degrees, 14 miles an hour.
Ooh,
wind.
Breezy.
So it is.
It is breezy.
But without it, I think it'd be very hot today.
I've never heard that.
I think
word.
It's only supposed to hit
hot.
68 today.
Hot.
Well, it's almost there then.
Yeah, we almost reached our high.
Right.
But I can't believe Jason's in a t-shirt.
Well, that's true. Well, he's probably cold.
He had a jacket on yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I did have a jacket on yesterday.
Yeah. And
75.
Sunny. Yeah. 75 mm-hmm. is sunny.
Yeah. It was a lot more breezy, though, yesterday. I will give you that, but I don't think it was worthy of a coat. But
sure was.
Each their own.
There's more than one person that had a great
jacket.
Well,
when those giant barn doors hanging between his legs, they catch that breeze, mm-hmm. and it just is like a wind tunnel. Mm-hmm. It just filters it right up, and you get chilly then.
Yeah.
I do.
Well, that's true.
Seems like every week since, you know, May, it's been either raining, windy, you know, just the weather has just been kind of consistent every week, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it rains all the time,
it does.
every week. Yeah.
So, Jason, you'll enjoy the end of the week. I think it's like 3 or 4 straight days of 80s.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait. I'm going to have to take off of work.
Well, yeah. You
probably
you'll
enjoy
probably
that.
Melt. You'll melt there.
I doubt it. Oh, yeah, there I will.
Right.
Not at home.
No. Not around your fire.
Yes.
Yeah. I have a fire going.
Still have a fire.
Sweetie, going. We only need to put one log on the fireplace today. It's going to be 80.
Jason doesn't know what one log means.
All or nothing.
Jason like doesn't live in a house. It's literally just a giant sauna.
Yeah. Hey, I like it warm. Feels good on my old brittle bones.
Yeah, if it feels good, then do it.
And if not,
and I do.
Doing it wrong.
Yeah, that's right.
For sure. Yeah.
So what should we start off with today? Should we start off with emails?
Yeah.
I'm
down for whatever. That.
We got some emails.
So we too bad we didn't know that the emails were coming. You know, like a sound or something.
Well, you caught me unawares. I wasn't ready. Normally, we go around the room.
One
and we
job,
talk about
Ben.
Everybody
one oh. job.
I missed that part.
Throws him a curve.
We don't have our whiteboard, so I got to get that true. Up.
Well, do we can, do you want to do that, or are we just going right into the?
Well, let's do. What did you do this week? What did you do this week, Chad?
Yeah, a lot of running around because my son had a graduation party this weekend.
Oh, that's right.
Congratulations, yes. Landon.
Yeah, way to go, George.
Congratulations. Thank you guys.
Chad said he did some running around. He means in a vehicle.
Yes,
As
you can tell. Yeah.
He's svelte.
Yeah. So I did that just about every night this week. And then, but it was all worth it. Yesterday was great weather. It turned into a nice day. A lot of people coming.
Yeah.
So it was.
That was a good time.
It was. So thanks everybody that made it, and you know, it's summer though. You know, there's a lot of times like I even thought to myself yesterday, is like, get to be doing something else. you know, but it worked out. So.
I'm sure Landon.
It's just one day. It's just one day.
I know.
It's fine.
But no, overall, that was pretty much it.
When we came in there, there was three other graduations going right in that same block.
That cul-de-sac there?
Yeah.
I know, and I thought to myself, because I put the one sign right by the gate, and I was like, after I thought about it, I was like, well, if you've made it to the gate, you now know you're here.
Right, right.
You know, and I was like, oh, maybe I should put one out on the other road. And I was like, no, because if you make it to there, mm-hmm. you should notice three football fields.
Yep.
You know, it's not a house. But, yeah, there was they were still going when I left last night.
We should have went over to one of those houses. That one on the corner was big.
Yes,
that was a big house. I bet you they would have had some good stuff over there.
Yep. They even were out on the last baseball field or football field. They were playing something at the end of the day there.
Oh, they went over there.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So, but no, it was worth it, and I took the whole week off of mowing. Not regular work, but just mowing. So today's a long day of catch up. But it was.
I got to do that myself when I get home.
Yeah. See, it reminds me of the times that I should just not mow anymore, and realize the time I have during the week to do nothing.
Fun stuff.
Yeah.
Like.
So, probably sit at home.
You'll get bored.
Just wang it.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's nice to just sit around and watch your cock get smaller.
Right. Well,
yeah.
Boy, I hope it don't get much smaller.
Well, if it's going to become. Don't worry about it.
It's going to become an innie.
Ooh, hate them. But that's what I did.
Wow.
Nice.
Ben, what'd you have for them?
This last weekend, we had my boy competes in the Special Olympics, and he qualified for the state summer games. So we went over to Whitewater, Wisconsin, and he did that. So, yeah. He took gold and silver, so yeah, had a good.
Congrats to you.
Yeah, it was a fun weekend. Awesome. So,
is that to the west or east?
Whitewater?
Yeah,
that's down by Madison.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. So it's not up by Green Bay?
No.
No, for some reason, when I had it in my head that it was like straight across the state, not down by Madison. I did not think it was by Madison, but yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's east of Madison. Yeah.
Yeah, by Milwaukee.
It is. Well, east of, what did you say?
I mean, it was Madison, only, right? It's only like 20 minutes away from Madison.
Oh. Yeah.
It was pretty close.
Oh.
I thought you said east of Green
Maybe
Bay.
Maybe I was in the wrong
that's
town.
The fucking water.
East of Green Bay. In,
yeah.
This way. Lake Michigan.
Right.
The one that doesn't make an L.
Oh, my bad.
Dave, why don't you tell us what you did this week?
Yeah.
No, never mind. Thanks, Dave.
Okay. Yeah, good. So I didn't do a whole lot of nothing, I know.
Yeah. I've been working from home since the classes got out. I work at university, and so I've been working at home. But then this week, I've actually been putting up shelving in my house. I don't know if you guys heard, I am a game collector, and I also am a physical media collector. But my game room was just mainly games, and I had been missing my movies. I had put my movies all in storage. So basically what I did is I had to buy some more media storage shelving, and that's what I was putting up this week, so just get all my movies out and stuff like that. So, but yeah, otherwise been a pretty slow week, so for sure. Mm-hmm.
Nothing wrong with that.
No.
So when you say like media, so like movies, CDs,
yeah, I'm a fan vinyls. Of like actual physical media, like I'd say, you know, books, movies, you know, video games, CDs, you know, okay. But only certain types of media. Like, I'm not a huge fan of like cassette tapes or VHS, you know, but I, you know, I appreciate, you know, cause they were around, you know, back in the day. But I'm not, you know, I don't collect those, but I do collect, you know, certain other things and stuff like that. So,
I mean, you can tell people that you've got that giant box of VHS porn at your
desk. Yeah, that's true.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's in the back, you know, but yeah. You know, maybe one day.
You're the only guy I know that still has a working VCR. So.
Yeah.
Hey, be kind and rewind.
That's where that copy of Spanish Chicks with Big Tits went.
That is 100% correct.
Yeah.
Mr. Movie still hasn't gotten it back yet. I'd have to use your VCR too.
It's well used.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly.
So, Jason, what do you have going on?
I had nothing.
Nothing?
Nope.
Nothing.
Nothing. I had a graduation on Saturday.
Is that the same one that we went to?
I think that's where I seen him.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, that
makes sense.
And then I had a wedding later on that afternoon.
Oh.
How was that?
Yep.
Yeah.
That was fun. Yeah.
Poor Sap went through with it, huh?
He did.
Yeah.
He did.
Talk him out of it.
Couldn't warn him ahead of time?
Well, everybody's got to try it.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to learn the hard way.
Sometimes you got to learn the hard way. Sometimes, yeah. Couple times.
Mm. Get your feet wet.
But no, that's pretty much all we did. Tanner starts ball.
Oh yeah, tomorrow.
Tomorrow night, 6 p.m.
Steven starts Tuesday.
Nice.
Yep.
Oh. Nice.
He's Monday.
Doing the Miracle League.
Very cool.
And, that's cool. Thursday.
Monday. Ooh. And Thursday.
What time is Thursday's game?
I don't know, 6 maybe.
Okay. Still at Hollywood here?
Yeah, Hollywood.
Ooh, a big stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And Steven does he play down in Eau Claire?
It's in Eau Claire off of Jeffers.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's a turf field, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like that ground up rubber.
Okay.
Because there's kids with wheelchairs and stuff, so that way they can, yep.
I'm actually waiting for Haley to put themselves on the map over just down the street here to have a turf field.
Yep.
Just to say they have one. Like Sipple. I honestly could see them putting Sipple as a turf field.
Why?
Because every other city is doing it. You know?
No.
I mean, Chris, one of the guys we know, his kid played last weekend down Middleton or Janesville somewhere. Blue turf, the whole field was blue.
Just like Boise State?
Boise State, yeah. And I seen it and I was like, I mean, there's nothing wrong with doing something different, but a blue turf field is, that doesn't scream baseball to me.
No, it's not your, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
have you watched the girls softball fast pitch at all on TV?
Yeah.
There was
college?
One, yeah, college. Yeah,
it's over.
It's over with?
Yep.
Okay. But have you watched it? So they got turf on the outfield, and it looks like they had turf on the infield or a rubber mat or something on the infield or something.
I mean, I did notice that, but I think it was real.
Dirt? I don't think it was.
No?
I think it was because it
Which
was
I
like
guess it
shiny.
Depends on what game you watch. I mean.
Oh, there was a lot of them.
Yeah.
There was a lot of games. That's all Lacey would watch when we get home. I'd come home, and she had a ball game on, and I'm like, all right. And because they're good. Those girls are good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Texas, the number one seed, got upset, so they did not win her.
Yeah. Hmm. Sam, what'd you do?
Well, I was going to say there was a field that we used to play on in Whitehall that was all turf. It was turf, dirt, turf, grass, everything was all.
Yeah, see, that's what it looked like.
Maybe it is.
Okay.
Yeah, she. Yeah.
Which, I mean, universities, they have money. You know, I mean, they have, so they can afford those fields.
Right,
but
yeah.
I think.
Is that true, Dave? Universities have a lot of money?
Well, so they say, yeah.
According to all his.
Right. It's not always the case.
His collection downstairs. It sounds like he has a lot.
That's true. Well, who's got a Porsche parked in their garage?
sounds like the county has a lot of money.
The county has a lot of money. That's right. So.
Not anymore.
Yeah. Ready?
No. Let's see. Tuesday, I left. Tuesday afternoon, went over to this Green Bay, Wisconsin place.
Oh, hey. There you go. Now you're talking.
Yeah.
I'm not joking that when I got out of my car, it smelled like goose shit.
If you'd shower once in a while, you wouldn't have that fucking problem.
It wasn't until I got out of the car.
You're like, I'm in heaven. Seeing the stadium right there.
It was just hot. And the flames started licking up on the.
Welcome to the promised land.
That's right.
Yeah, I literally was probably 2 blocks from the stadium. So, but
and did that's you go to the, kept on looking
did
at
you go to the Prime
sign?
Quarter while you were in Green Bay?
No, I went to a place called Zesty's. It was an ice cream shop. It was really good. I had Jet Pizza delivered. That was really good pizza. One night I had.
I'm sure we bought all this. Well, not you guys, but I'm sure we bought.
Yeah,
all
we don't live in Chippewa County, but
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thanks for taking it down and getting pizza instead of steakhouse, though.
Well, I'll tell you, that pizza to have that pizza delivered, it was $35.
Just for the delivery?
Yeah.
I would have gotten in the car and went.
Yeah, it was. Because it was, well, by the time you, well, it's whatever, $2 per topping, it's $18 or $20 for the pizza, and then it's $2 per topping, per additional topping. Well, you get pepperoni and mushroom on there. And then I got extra cheese because whatever.
Why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you?
No.
County's paying for it. I'm just kidding. But And then you put in service fees and delivery fees and Grubhub fees and whatever else. Right. Yeah, it was about $30-$35. A driver tip and...
Damn. Yeah. Mm. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah. It doesn't take long to add up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. You start with a $20 pizza, you end up with a $30, $35 bill.
Some people are saying that, like, just going out to, like, a fast food restaurant is, like, a luxury now because of how expensive things have gotten.
Yeah.
And it's true. You know, it's like I've gone less to, you know, fast food places and stuff, but it's just crazy how expensive things have gotten everywhere, you know.
Yeah. But fast food is not a luxury.
It's not a luxury. No, I know. I get it. It's something that you want to go to and even get something quick, but still.
But I mean, it's a, like if the three of us go to Culver's, we each get a meal. Steven gets a kid's meal, and then we get an order of cheese curds, $45, $50 bucks.
Oh, absolutely.
You know,
easily.
I mean,
easily. Yeah. So
We
did that on Thursday. Tanner went for a drive with an instructor down in Eau Claire for the first time with a. Him, the instructor, and another guy, and another kid, and he's never, I'd never taken him in Eau Claire, because I can't stand driving in Eau Claire, but but I took him all over wherever, and but he hopped in, and he was the first one to go, and they took off. He said they were down by the university and all the other stuff down there, and I go, how was it? It was fine. Well, he just told me where to turn, and I did, so, and then the instructor did say he's a very good driver, so.
That's all good.
That's awesome. Tanner.
I ended up getting one of those Oculus or the VR Oculus 2.
How you liking that?
It was pretty good. So I got it's the VR headset thing.
Roger, I know what that is.
All right, just making sure.
Hey, Santa brought it. Yeah. Santa brought it a couple of years ago.
But I was trying some of the games that come with it or whatever, and then I got Creed.
The boxing game.
Yeah, Quest to Glory or Glory something, Rise to Glory. I played that one round, and I had to sit down because that was...
Did you get knocked out or just because you were dizzy? No, I won.
Because you're
swinging your arms.
Physically boxing.
Oh, really?
Trying to box the guy.
Yeah. Dink and dive.
Dodging your punch.
Dink, duck, dip, dive, and duck.
Yeah.
Dink? What dink?
Different game, I think.
A dink.
Right.
Dip the dink.
They have those for them, too.
Yep. Yep. They do. Tanner?
Yeah, I know, Tanner.
Yeah.
Tanner, so touch me.
Don't go over to Uncle Nathan's house. The first time you brought that up to the cabin, and I was walking out on that plank thing up there. Holy crap. I'm scared of heights to begin with, and then you're up whatever.
It's realistic.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And that's just, you know, when after playing that game, it was like, okay, the whole time I drove to the cabin. I know we have a cement floor.
Yeah.
I'm on the cement floor. Yeah. And it's still, my mind is like, well, for this split second, you just fell off of this 60-story building.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Nope, you walked in. It's concrete. Mm-hmm. I didn't fall, but it's realistic.
But that other space game that Landon had.
Where you flew around?
Yeah, you're flying around in the spaceship way up in the air, and you got to crawl through the shuttle or whatever.
Yeah.
I was getting sick to my stomach.
Yes.
I get that with any game with that on.
Holy buckets.
I don't know if it's because it's so close or what it is.
It's the sense of, like, movement, like you're actually stationary, but the headset tells your brain that you're actually moving, so that's what makes people dizzy.
Yeah, I was sweating bad.
Yeah,
that's why I don't play it anymore, because of that.
It's
exactly
disoriented.
Yep.
Yeah,
in the roller coaster game, that's pretty sweet.
Yeah, I've never done that
one. Yep.
Yeah, that's
cool.
All of them.
If they would have a fan, if you could have a fan blown on your face, I think that'd be even cooler.
Really, yeah, the wind is. The
wind. You're in your own house. You probably have a fan. You could.
Yeah. Oh yeah, thanks, Ben.
Just get Lacey to. Get Lacey to go like this for you.
Oh, yeah. That's what you got kids for.
Those big old bay leaves.
Yeah. Oh, bay leaves. Yeah.
That's right.
Tanner, Kaylee, pick up those palm fronds and make Daddy cool.
Fan Daddy.
Fan Daddy. Start it.
Wow.
Start a page.
Fan Daddy.
FanDaddy.com.
That's right.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
One of the other things on there, you can get YouTube VR.
Yep.
So they're like the, you know how you get pictures with 360 pictures?
Yeah.
Well, they do that with videos too. So one of the videos that I watched was a guy that jumped out of a hot air balloon and parachuted. And you're jumping out obviously, really? With him. You can look around and you see the earth coming up. It was pretty cool.
You have it now today?
Yeah, it's upstairs.
Oh, I got to check that one out.
Yeah, I mean, you can fly with the Blue Angels.
Yep. Oh, that was another one I did.
You can go on, and another thing that I haven't done yet, but that I think would be super cool, you can go to concerts and sporting events live via your Oculus. So instead of spending $300 for a ticket to a Packer game, let's say, you can spend $30 and on your Oculus go sit 50-yard line and watch the game like you're there.
What they'll do is they'll set up like a camera, a 360 camera in the middle there, and then have the streamers just beam into that live feed.
Or, I mean, you can watch concerts. Yeah. You can watch,
So you could go have the headset watch on, you can look around.
Taylor Swift or whatever.
Yep. You could watch Gary Allen. Every Gary Allen concert.
Nobody would pay to do that.
So. Yeah, no, that's right. Hey, Landon, I don't know if you're listening today, but get some of this shit loaded onto your Oculus.
You can watch who Allen?
Yeah, Gary.
Who is he?
I'll talk to you after the show.
Oh. Is he like a musical artist?
He is the best country music guy.
Well, there goes the rest of our followers. Wouldn't you think I would have heard of him? You would have, but they
have
always...
you ever heard of him, Dave?
I have never.
Have you heard of Garth Brooks?
Yeah, I've heard of him.
Okay, interesting. Oh,
wow, that's weird.
Good shit. Okay.
So they usually misspell his name. They put an R in his first name. You know, like Gary Allen.
This whole thing with having R. guests, I think, is overrated.
You forgot to say no offense.
No offense.
Because now it's fine.
Yeah. So now I can say anything. It's no offense, but...
Yeah.
So one of the other things now, this one... I had a good week.
Yeah, good job.
While I was in Green Bay, I had a delivery to my house, and it was a video game emulator.
Nice.
And it's supposedly has like 40,000 titles or something on it.
Was it like a hard drive, or was it an actual device that you just plug into your TV?
I just plugged it into the TV.
HDMI. Yep. There's hundreds of those floating around nowadays.
And then it come with the controllers that were like kind of like a PlayStation controller, PS5 controller.
Absolutely. Yeah, I tell you, the emulation scene is crazy nowadays. It's everybody wants to cash in on it. You probably look them up on Amazon. You can find certain emulations, retro boxes and stuff that it's got. Every NES game, Super Nintendo game, stuff that you've seen as a kid, and it's like, oh hey, it'd be nice to go back and play
nostalgia.
That.
Nostalgia.
Yeah, you can spend like $40-$50 and
Dave Mira BMX.
So that was essentially that's why I got it, basically.
Yeah. There you go.
And it's on there. Dave Mira, but it wasn't one of the ones that it wasn't like Dave Mira BMX.
Yeah, it was an updated one the freestyle remix or something like that. Yeah.
So the thing that is hard about it though is that it was originally designed for the old school TVs, the square, square screens,
4x3x.
Where you try playing it on TVs nowadays, and it makes it really hard.
Yeah.
So I played it for about 30 seconds, and then I went back to the PS5. So.
So you're gonna return it?
No, I mean I'll play different games. Some of them are fine.
Buy an old TV.
I have 3 CRTs in my basement.
Oh,
well, there you go. If you want one, you bring one over.
There's one up at the cabin.
Oh, there you go.
I
was just up there Friday. I cut grass. It's still wet.
Yeah,
in case
you
were wondering, it's really, really wet.
I heard this morning that Elmer went up there.
Yeah.
And he said it's still wet.
Oh, it's nasty.
The last time I cut, I spent more time weed whacking than I did mowing, and he sounds like he did the same today.
Yeah, it's not good.
So
there's lots of water.
You'll have to turn on the sprinklers up there.
Not with clay. You don't need.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah, Clay's a...
Clay. Well, ironically, he was my art teacher.
Oh, well, that's...
And we made...
Clay?
Clay.
Huh.
Yeah. That was cool. A good story, huh?
Sounds like a bad situation there.
Hey, kids, we're going to make clay hard today.
And we're not going to use the oven.
No kiln necessary.
Yikes.
We
will be using friction.
When you were in Green Bay, Dane County. Brown County. Did you notice, I think I told you to pay attention a little bit
that
when you
went
there.
That it smelled like goose shit? Yeah, I noticed that.
No, but how their tax dollars are spent. Did you notice how beautiful those roads and bridges and streets? I told him when he was going over, I said, pay attention, because you'll instantly know. It's remarkable, actually. Yeah. I will give him that.
So, like, their overpass, whatever, will have the name of the street, like, actually, like, engraved into the cement or whatever. It was,
In all fairness, though, they have a leg up on almost every other county in the state.
Well, right. I mean, the revenue they got to be taken in is, but, I mean, for them to put it into the county where it's noticeable by outsiders.
All that stuff comes back in spades because people enjoy going there. Correct. You know what I mean?
Right, sure.
With all the tourism and, you know, people who like the greatest team in the NFL going there. I mean, it's understandable.
They missed
the mark.
If you build it, they will come.
Mm, and they do.
Well, then we should build one.
Absolutely. Well, the Vikings have tried. They still don't come.
Yeah, they still suck.
All right, we're moving on.
Yep.
We had a mail? I think
somebody said something about email.
Yeah, let's do some email.
Mail. Yay! I got mail! Yay!
I love it.
This is good stuff.
All right.
So we're getting... This one came in a couple... Well, this one came in a couple weeks ago, but like we had said... this is actually kind of ironic, anyway. Gentlemen and Chad.
Fuck.
X. Damn it.
Someday, Chad.
Anyway, go to the next email.
Excellent discussions happening. Chi High alumni here as well. So we were talking about our favorite teachers. Chi High alumni here as well. Favorite teacher definitely would have to be Mr. Roger Thompson.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Good. Thompson. He was social studies.
Mr. T.
So
he's pretty sweet.
You guys know I had sent out the picture. I was out at the bars last night sitting right next to me.
Was it Mr. T?
Mr. Roger Thompson.
No kidding.
Yeah, we sat there, shook horses and whatever, or shake for shots. And then on this side of me was his wife, Sheila, who we lovingly refer to as Mama.
Oh.
They actually live
up the hill
from where I went last night. So they come down there. They're more than me.
Really. Well, they just got to roll down the hill.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, but yeah, it was...
He's pretty cool.
Yeah.
He's a cool dude. Yeah.
So I was talking to him a bit last night, and then... I'll share more of the story off
air. Yeah, no, he was definitely a good teacher as well.
Yeah. Treated everyone fairly.
Yes.
All right.
Good teachers.
Jason.
Oh.
Leave those damn kids alone. they could be out there doing drugs or anything else. Instead, they want fun hair color. Definitely not the end of the world. Shit, my kid wanted a perm, and I was against it at first.
Yeah.
Then I said, fuck it. There's worse things. Yes. So there goes our language. But this is from an email, so.
Get off my lawn!
Right.
Here's a potential discussion. What is your all-time favorite curse word?
Oh,
there's no question there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, fuck is the greatest.
Yeah, yep, 100%.
And I think it's because it's just so fluent. Or at least for me, it seems like it's personal. Just fluent.
It can be used.
It can be used for anything.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's totally versatile.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Well, there you go. Mine, if I say it, has to be cunt.
That's like one of those true, you don't, that word is, it's a good word, I guess, but it's not one of those you really use for any other thing. Like when you say it means pretty much one thing.
Yeah.
You know.
I tend to be a lot more careful about that word than any other.
Unless you do a cunt punt.
A cunt punt. But I mean, cunt can be pretty versatile too. I mean, it can mean... You know,
South mouth.
The South mouth, or
true.
Don't be such a cunt.
Yeah.
I think in Australia or something, they say that word all the time, and it doesn't mean.
Yeah, cunt and twat, they use a lot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Twat.
Yeah,
twat. Oh, that's a good word, too.
British you fucking twat.
Dumb dink is another one. I like that one. You dumb dink. Yeah, I like that.
I'll have to have Landon.
Bloody wanka.
He was just out west, and they use a phrase. Oh, damn it, I forgot what he said. But they use it, we don't use it here, but they use it day to day out there. Like, award, and I'm trying to think what it was. Mm-hmm. We'll go on.
But I think Australia has something like that. They say those kind of words, and they mean right. to...
Well,
they,
like
I mean, they just say it, and it doesn't mean
overseas,
really nothing.
They use fag for a cigarette.
Right.
Right.
That's it. That's
you know,
the word.
Oh, that's
yeah. what they use out west, too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Like, they, it's nothing over there. Let's go outside right. and have a fag.
Yeah. yeah.
That
yeah.
means let's go have a smoke, sure. you know.
Yeah.
And obviously in the U.S., that's not what that means.
Right. right. I was going to say, that'd be right. hard to be like, oh, last night I had this fag in my mouth.
Oh, I thought you quit smoking.
He vapes now.
Who said anything about smoking?
He is electronic.
Woof, electronic fag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. The emailer's favorite word has to be cunt. I absolutely love that word. I wish it was more acceptable, like shit, bitch, or fuck. Mm-hmm. But if I get to hear someone say a curse word, I love hearing someone from the Long Island area saying cocksucker. That is absolutely amazing. What are your thoughts? So is a Long Island accent.
Can we ask AI?
I'm assuming it's a lot like Boston. It's got to be along those lines.
Cocksucker. I don't know. I don't
speak Long Island.
So would AI be able to tell you that?
Why? I have no idea.
Maybe. We can look it up later. All right. We YouTube it.
When I was on that cruise where I got mistaken for Larry the Cable Guy, I was up on the smoking deck one day, and I ended up meeting these two guys who were from Boston and New York. And they were the prototypical, like, New York gangster, dressed to the nines, smoking fat stogies, hair slicked back. The one guy's voice was so deep and gravelly, like if you heard him talk in a dark alley, your bowels would immediately release. Yeah, I'm dead right now. And they were just the coolest dudes, and we would sit and bullshit and smoke cigars, you know, for, you know, several hours at a time. Mm-hmm. But they both had those accents, and oh man, it was awesome.
You're talking like Al Capone gangster, or like today's.
No, like alcohol. Yeah, like, I mean, they weren't. We were on a cruise, right? But they just had that vibe about them, right? Like,
right.
The hair slicked back, like an Italian.
Yeah,
you know, forget about it. You know, and I can't remember what the hell I said the one day, but it was something that referred back to a previous conversation that I'd had, and I was kind of poking fun at the one guy, you know. And the other guy's like, oh, look at the fucking gabones on this guy. You know, like it was fucking.
This motherfucker.
Yeah, and exactly. He had the hand going and everything. He's like, this Wisconsin motherfucker, you know. And it was like, it was awesome. It was awesome. Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
That is so cool.
All right, we got one more. I just got a
fast moving game.
All right.
He's over there playing Tetris.
Yeah.
I'm looking up that VR game. I'm going to have plans tonight. Pick up lines at 40 years old. If a 40-year-old was to want to pick up a midnight snack at the bar, what would be his pickup line to make it harder than a honeymoon bridge?
I heard one the other day.
How pink is your burgers?
Ooh. Yeah.
Maybe take the S off. Maybe burger.
Burger.
Yeah. How pink is
this?
Burger.
This would be a female. No,
maybe I like that one.
Maybe I'm way off on that one.
No, I don't think so. I think it would work.
I think this is a female pickup line, which is a little rare, obviously. But were you born on the 4th of July? Because you make me want a hot dog real bad.
Oh. Huh. I thought it was going to be something about bang.
Oh, yeah.
So I have a shirt I got for the 4th of July. It says, just here to bang.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good one.
It didn't work last year. But
shocking.
Yeah.
So you're saying it wasn't the shirt, per
se. So you're saying, like, the, how you doing?
How you doing?
That doesn't work.
Yeah.
Try it.
Yeah, it's worth it.
Like old school.
Yeah, old school. Work then. Yeah. Should work now.
Yeah.
So
I used to know a guy that when we would go to the bar, his method of picking up women was just to walk around the bar and any chick he thought was fuckable, he would walk up behind her and either grab her ass or slap her ass.
Oh, boy.
And 9 out of 10 would turn around and slap him or say, you fucker, or whatever. Right. But there was always that one chick every night that would just turn around, at, like, angry at first, and then she'd see him be like, hey. And he took him home.
Huh.
I mean.
Her.
Yeah. Well, you know what I mean. Took that person home, took her home, yeah. It was, it never did not work. Not one time did I ever see it fail to work.
It's pretty impressive.
Try that one.
I don't think you'd get away with that nowadays.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's unwelcome physical contact.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah. So I got. Yeah. My problem is I have no game, obviously, whatsoever. But you couple that with I am oblivious.
Thank you, Captain Obvious.
I'm also oblivious, though, to when someone is trying to come on to me. So I'm very hard
except
to,
the guys. You know when that's it. Feel that.
I said that when they're coming on to me, not coming on me.
Oh. I am 100% oblivious to that.
Yeah.
I do. I mean, there were. I was out in Menominee one time when I was single. And this chick comes up to me, and, you know, you could smoke in the bars at that time.
Yeah.
And I'm standing there smoking a cigarette.
Fuck, you're old.
Yeah, 100%. She comes up, and she's like, excuse me, do you have a lighter? And she's got a cigarette, you know? And I was like, oh, yeah, you bet.
She's
you
got
know?
A fag.
And I handed the lighter, and she lights a cigarette. And she stands there for, like, 30 seconds, you know? And I'm just standing there, and then she turns around and walks away. And later that night, I was like, Yeah, that was probably, you know. She was interested. But like even my wife, Kristen, we met at a party, and I think we had gone, I don't know if we'd actually gone out a couple times or not, but she was over at her house one night with one of her friends or whatever, and everybody had been drinking, and her friend was like, well, you know, well, probably have to stay the night here, you know, because we've all been drinking and we can't drive or whatever. And we're like, yeah, you know, and Kristen was like, well, I don't really want to sleep on a couch, you know. And I was like, oh, no problem. You can sleep in my room, or, you know, and I can sleep down here on the couch or whatever, because I don't ever want to be that
too forward.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And her friend was like, just looked at me like, Ben, don't be such a fucking moron, you know. And then she said something, and I was like, oh, yeah, you could just stay in my room, you know, like totally clueless, you know.
Yeah. 100%. Catch on to that.
Yeah.
Well, hey, listeners, I'm having a party this week now. I'm going to give that a shot.
All right.
Cool. Nice. It's going to just be all women lined up. Just, and Chad's going to go back and slap everyone's ass and see which one.
Only 10 of them.
See which one reacts.
It's right, going to be the granny panty neighbor.
Yes, the return of the granny panty. Yes.
Never mind. It's canceled.
And that's only because he won't get his hand back after it makes contact.
She's a nice lady.
He's being sucked like in like a tractor beam. Come here, Chad.
Damn it.
I knew you were going to mow my lawn one way or another, you son of a bitch.
Woo. Hoping for a drought.
Oh, it'll be dry.
You might dusty. Just make the sprinklers come on.
Oh, jeez.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Let's do a new thing.
Okay.
Let's do something new. Let's do some Urban Dictionary.
Urban Dictionary?
Let's do some of those definitions. So I think, well, obviously, because it's new, we got to explain kind of what it is.
Yep. So I have some words that I've found out and about on the interwebs that exist on Urban Dictionary. I don't know what any of them mean, just like nobody here knows what any of them mean. But we're going to plug these words into Urban Dictionary and look them up. I will read the word, and the guys here will take turns or, you know, whatever. We'll go around the room here, have a friendly discussion about what the word means, and then I will read the actual definition.
See if it actually lines up with what we think it is.
Before you start, we want to do like two of them, just two words, or three, and then maybe see if our guest has any topics.
Definitely.
You know, if we want to do...
There is one topic I do want to talk to him about.
Though. Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
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 It has something to do with a silver vehicle.
Maybe just do two to see how it goes. Our listeners like the new SIG.
Yeah.
Mint.
Actually, I should say, I shouldn't say silver. I should say famous vehicle.
Oh, okay. Now I'm interested. All right. I'm interested.
Famous.
Now, before we really get into this Urban Dictionary, if there's children listening, I'm going to probably have to recommend that you...
Plug your ears.
Turn it up.
Earmuffs, earmuffs.
Plug your ears. Put your finger in your ears, children.
Yeah. All right.
You're going to learn things.
First word, bukkake.
Oh, I know what that is.
Bukkake.
Now, I will preface this by saying that... On Urban Dictionary, there can be multiple meanings or multiple entries for a word.
Okay.
I was going to say, because
I've heard this.
Chad told me about this.
Right. Well, I know Chad's got a box of biscuits he keeps at home just for, you know, using that.
Maybe that's not what I...
Oh, no. It's just part of his ritual.
Oh, it's just something he does.
Yeah.
I don't tell you everything.
I did have a friend...
Are they the Red Lobster biscuits at least?
I had a buddy I used to work with. His wife called him at work one day. Or maybe they were just dating at the time. But anyways, his significant other called him at work one time and they were talking or whatever. And she asked him, what is buck cake?
Yeah, the way it's spelled is like
B-U-K-K-A-K-E. And she thought it was like buck cake. I take it Jason doesn't know what bukkake is.
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. So this will be interesting.
Well, I'll just go ahead with the...
if it's buck cake, I wonder if it's something you guys do up at the hunting camp.
What do you say?
Bukkake. Like
B-U-T-T?
No, buck.
Buck. B-U-K-K-E.
B-U-K-K-A-K-E.
Right.
Like buck. Horns, cake.
Buck cake.
Yeah, but that's pronounced phonetically spelled,
Okay. But it's pronounced bukkake.
Yep.
So oh, that's what this is?
Yeah.
Oh.
Bukkake.
But you're not, I have no idea
what
it is.
I'll take a shot. I don't know it. I'll take a shot. Something to do with poop or feces or shit or something like that along that lines. It's a bunch of bukkake. You're full of bukkake. You're full of it.
Kaka.
I can see where that would come from. Sure,
You're full of, you're full of crap.
Sure.
So yeah, that's why my.
I'm not. I'm regular.
You're regular.
Yeah, he's empty. So that empty. You use the bucket.
The bucket's full.
The bucket. Yeah.
So that the normal thing of bukkake is like, there's a chick and there's 12 dudes or how a boatload of dudes gathered around her, and they're all blowing their loads on. The one chick.
Yeah.
That's like
she's getting a shower.
That's what a standard bukkake is. But this definition made me chuckle pretty hard.
You're way off.
Bukkake. This is when a mommy and a daddy and another daddy and another daddy and another daddy and all of their best friends decide that mommy needs new face cream. They then proceed to gather around mommy in a ring and take turns ejaculating on her.
A ring?
Ding, ding. That one, just that definition made me chuckle.
All right.
I like the way it was written, the mommy and daddy and then daddy and daddy's friend and daddy's friend.
All right. Not so now close. Plugging in the next word. This is called...
Is that what you were thinking it was?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you knew. Yeah.
Right. Nate watched that this morning.
Nate participated this morning.
That VR.
Yeah.
The VR. Yeah.
This term is called suicide wank. W-A-N-K.
Oh.
So my initial assumption would be that it's... and there's a name for it, a different name for it. But what's the one where they... hang themselves or something. Well,
blackout.
Yeah. But wasn't there a guy that died, like a famous, like a celebrity?
The dude from Kill Bill, wasn't it that guy?
I honestly don't know.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was
Yeah, I would say along those, like, I don't want to go that extreme, but to cut it off or partially cut it off.
Lorraine
Bobbitt. Yeah.
I'm against that.
Not going to try that later.
No.
You know those old grinders that you make the...
Don't like that.
Yep.
On the table when you make the
meat grinder.
Yeah. That'd be like a suicide whatever.
Yeah, mine's not big enough. They could never do that. They would have to cut it off and throw it in. Even if, unless I laid on top of it, I suppose. Yeah.
Trim the sides.
Dip the nuts in.
Nut dipper.
We'll add that to Urban Dictionary later.
Nut dipper. Yeah. I like it.
I'm guessing order off.
That's right.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Ready. Suicide wank. When you're having a wank, just before blowing your load, you shout out, "Mom or Dad."
Uh-oh.
Then try and finish the job before they get into your
Oh, boy.
Tanner? Challenge thrown down, Tanner.
That is hilarious. I did not see that coming. That's awesome.
Neither did mom and dad, hopefully.
Yeah, right. That
like, just means he wouldn't be succeeding.
Let's see who comes soonest.
Who's going to
succeed? Do you succeed or do you fail?
Eeks.
That's not fair. Nate gets a whole block. He gets the whole block. That's not fair. Tanner's at a disadvantage. He's just going to yell upstairs.
He doesn't have to yell upstairs. He doesn't have to do that.
Jason will no longer ever answer Tanner.
I just open the door and yell,
Tanner! Tanner will yell upstairs, and Jason Lacey will be sitting on the couch, and he'll be like, "It's your turn. You ask him. Ask what he needs."
Mm-hmm.
That's hilarious.
Actually, he doesn't even do that. We just text back and forth.
Yeah. Well, that's the way to do it.
I guess.
Apparently. I got the same issue. Mm-hmm. I'll send a text or I'll get one back and I'll be like, I'm pretty sure you're only 13 steps up.
Yeah.
Like,
get your ass down.
Come
here.
On down.
Yep. Doc.
No, that's a good segment. I like that. I bet your viewers can, you know, they can play along as well. So, it's like, what is that?
Yeah, because you gave them, enough time for them to kind of get the wheels rolling.
Mean,
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
We could do one more.
I got one more.
Let's do one.
He's got
the look.
He's got the smile.
He always got one more.
Smirks on the face. Okay.
Ice cream sandwich.
Urban Dictionary?
I'm going to, not to be, not. I'm going to go with two African Americans and a white chick.
In the middle of winter, outside.
Wow. Okay, sure. Yep. Because to me, an really ice cream sandwich. Ice
yeah, you got I mean, the chocolate on the outside.
Chocolate on the outside and the inside's vanilla. Right, so it's a little.
You could do an Oreo.
Yeah, well, that's summertime.
Oreo.
Oreo. Yeah,
exactly. But that's something to do with cold, too. It's got to be cold.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going with, for my guess.
In the freezer at
Walmart.
In the freezer.
In the Walmart freezer.
Walmart freezer. With the guy that's smoking out front.
That's why he's just getting done with
this question.
He's just getting done with the ice cream sandwich, so he has to go out and smoke.
Go out and smoke. Early in the morning.
That's
Sundays.
Good stuff.
Yep.
I think we nailed this one.
Yeah?
I'm feeling pretty confident.
Well, the way Ben.
Negative.
I was just saying.
we got a thumbs down.
Yeah, the way that Ben went. I knew it wasn't right.
We're not even close.
So Chad's was one of the many, one of the many.
Okay. Yeah.
But. There's two that made me chuckle and one that stood out, but I'll read the two that really made me chuckle. When a girl creams and it goes in between her pussy lips is one. And so the sentence is, "Damn girl, you got that ice cream sandwich." But this is the one that really did it for me. Ice cream sandwich. When one is hitting a girl anal style and she shits on the floor, then the guy comes in the shit and makes her eat it.
Oh.
Imagine a long, thick, brown turd with a nice, thin strip of jizz in the middle, resembling an ice cream sandwich.
Nope. I am now lactose intolerant, for sure. Never eating an ice cream sandwich again.
La, 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 get it on my head.
Nope, don't like that.
Nope, don't like that at all.
Not where I was going with this.
No.
Huh. So now, Jason, you could self-assemble in your bucket in the garage if you wanted.
You're right. I could, but that's wrong.
I think it's called a personalized ice cream sandwich.
I just made it ice cream sandwich.
ice cream man.
Sweetie, come on here, look at what I made.
That took a left turn.
Yeah, we hit it. I did not see that coming.
That was good.
Yeah.
All right. No, that's
Bukkake. You're right. Yeah, there you go.
That's why you wear goggles. You don't want to get in
goggles.
Safety first. Yep. Damn. Always.
OSHA.
Yeah.
Hey, I know last night was really late for you, Jason, but did you go on
I stayed up all the way till like quarter after nine.
That's amazing.
Overachiever.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Did you get up in time for your grocery date?
I did, yes.
So you did? Okay.
Oh, absolutely. I was nervous. I got up at five.
Okay, that was, I thought of that last night when you text back to the group, and I was like, they must not be going out in the morning.
Right?
Oh, yeah. You made her out there this morning.
Good. Well, dedication. Good.
Sunday's grocery good for you.
Was your buddy outside?
He was not there today.
Are you all right about it?
I'm fine.
Oh, you didn't ask where he was?
Why do you think I'm so calm today?
Yeah, that's true. You are, you know, a little
more laid back today. Yeah. That's right.
He was not there.
Hmm. Well, all right. Dave? Well, you got a question or topic to chat about?
Well, I was going to refer back to a previous episode of yours. What did you purchase with your first paycheck? For me... Well, I did actually work with Ben at one point. I worked with him at Wendy's for 2 weeks.
As I say, not for long.
Not for long. I took that job, and Wendy's fast food, yeah, it didn't really agree with me. So I quit that.
But not the food, the job.
The job. Okay.
Yeah. I was going to say the food doesn't agree with me either.
That's right. So I was actually working at SFR in Cadott, and this was back in 1998, long, long time ago. And my first... purchase with my first paycheck was a Sony PlayStation 1.
Great purchase.
Yes. Gray flat disc.
You know, Sony PlayStation, a lot of great games. So had a lot of good times with that system. So
nice.
Yeah. So it was my first purchase. So
nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
How many? Dave is a really, really. I don't have enough words to emphasize big. Video game guy.
I'm a geek.
Yeah.
I mean,
you are very much into video games.
Yes, I am.
How many video games do you have?
I'll say
physical media. I know you've got a lot of emulators and
grand
stuff
total,
like that.
I have about 2,000 actual physical games, consoles.
Most expensive video game.
Little Samson. CIB.
Yeah, they want to know how much.
That's about a $5,000 game.
Cool.
For one game?
For one game.
And what platform is that played on?
That's for NES.
NES.
And what does it do?
It's a platformer.
Over my head.
It was a very, very...
Platformer is like a Mario Brothers.
Yeah, you know, platformer is like you jump from platform to platform, basically. But it was a very low print run. It came out at the end of the life cycle of the Nintendo way back in the day, so there wasn't a whole lot of them made. The Super Nintendo was already out, so nobody really paid attention to it. So, it's a very collectible type of a game. So, yeah.
Second most valuable?
Probably a Hagane. You guys have probably never heard of it. It was a Blockbuster rental exclusive. Hagane. It's for Super Nintendo. That's a CIV cartridge as well, but yeah, it's obviously a very low print run as well. So
you're saying you just never returned it?
No, you rented it and never gave back to it. Yeah,
so. How much is that one worth?
That one's worth about, I'd say, $1,500. I'd say.
Okay. Give or take. And then how many gaming systems do you own? Let me make it easier. Well, is there any gaming system you don't own?
I don't own a. Oh gosh. That's a harder question too. It's I think I own every. Oh, I don't own like the older systems. Like I don't own a Commodore, and I don't own like a Atari 2600 or a Intellivision and stuff like that. But
basically anything after Nintendo.
Everything after Nintendo, I do own. So
you don't have an Atari, or you have an Atari,
Atari
just not a certain.
Which some consoles actually are the best of both worlds because they play their current systems, and then they actually play legacy consoles.
Previous consoles.
Like an Atari 7800 will play Atari 7800 and 2600 games.
Okay.
As an Atari 5200, I don't own that console. Yeah, so I did own it at one point.
Anything made after the Atari 7800, including the 7800?
Correct.
You got them all?
Pretty much, yes. Exactly.
Do you have them, like, playable? So
yeah,
they're set up in
they're all
like a
set up
switch
to be able
something?
To as soon as you turn on, you can actually play them instantly. So nice. They're actually, I have a lot of switch boxes.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
Switch Dave's boxes. Basement is amazing.
I actually purposely bought a receiver that had like 11 HDMI ports in the back of it so I could hook up all my, like, that's another thing too. A lot of the game manufacturers, they actually released mini systems, like an NES Classic, a Super Nintendo Classic, a PlayStation Classic. So I wanted to hook all of them up at the same time. I don't play it on the big screen and stuff. And a lot of people, like, look at me and it's like, well, hey, you know, you have every console. It's like, well, why don't you go for, you know, a complete collection of certain games? It's like, I emulate as well. I'm a big, you know, emulation guy. You know, some of my consoles are modded so they can actually play, you know, every, like my NES, for example, my Nintendo. I have like a little SD card full of all the games, the whole entire NES library. You know, pop that into the system. You can play it on, I play it on my CRT TV and I can, you know, play it on a regular.
So those are the old tube TVs.
Correct.
And a lot of those old gaming systems, you don't have to play on there.
Correct.
But it was made to be played on there, it looks better.
Yeah, that is correct. So it's, you know, I have accumulated this, like, throughout my life. You know, I started out, you know, my first game console was the NES, was the Nintendo. My brother's first console was the Atari. And I basically have, you know, been collecting all my life. So,
Any listeners out there, if you still happen to have old tube TVs at home, it is honestly a pretty big market for people who are big into gaming that are looking for those, surprisingly.
Do you know how many we shot?
You know how many I just threw away? Three.
Yeah.
Go get them. I'm going to have to start watching across the street.
When I think of, obviously I've known Dave since kindergarten, but when I think of Dave, I think of three things: video games, Lego, and the Packers. Yeah, he's a big Wisconsin sports guy in general. But
I love Wisconsin sports.
We're both huge Packer Lego fans. Well. Yep. So Legos.
So a couple of the most expensive hobbies I'm, you know, definitely into. So.
How many Lego sets assembled in your basement?
Well, I'd have to say about 25 sets, but they're the bigger sets.
Right.
Like I own like the Lego.
This is not like a Lego Ferrari. No. We're talking Legos that would take up most of this table. One set would cover most of this table.
So I have like the Lego Millennium Falcon, the Lego Star Destroyer, you know.
Lego Millennium Falcon would easily cover most of this table.
It's about the size of this table, basically. So,
and that set is how much?
It's when it came out, it was $800, but then I also added a $400
lighting kit. Right, because I know you've got the lighting kit on it.
So I've sunk quite a few dollars, you know.
So it is a giant Millennium Falcon. You couldn't wrap your arms around it. It's that big.
You have to pick it up with two hands because it's that big.
So and then it's got he has a lighting kit on it, so like it lights up and it makes sounds too, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's got, you know, like, and it actually just got a speaker inside of the thing. Yep. So you press a button and it actually, you know, like the sound of it taking off.
What are some of the other big sets that you've got?
Well, I have a lot of the modular sets. When I say modular sets, they're basically like actual buildings that are like very detailed levels.
Because you have the Ghostbusters fire station,
Fire station that opens up and stuff. And some of the stuff that Lego has been doing nowadays has been ridiculously. Yeah, that's the set that I got right there. Yep. That's the UCS Millennium Falcon. And when I bought it when it came out, it was $800 when it came out. So, but
I only know about Legos just because I'm friends with Dave, and you know, you get curious, you know, when you hear him talk about them, and it is absolutely mind-boggling how much some of those sets go for.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Thousands of dollars.
Yeah, it's
like, isn't the Titanic a giant?
Yeah, the Titanic is actually the biggest set. At the time when it was released, it was the biggest set that Lego released, and I don't even know. I mean, I looked at that set. That was a set that I never really. I mean, it would be cool to have, but
right.
Was it like $1,000?
Wasn't my. It wasn't that it cost too much. No? Okay. It was just that I just, you know, I was, you know, and that's a huge set too.
That would be cool.
It would be cool. And what's cool is that it actually breaks apart, and you can actually look at the different levels of the actual Titanic as well inside of it. Sweet. So yeah, just some of the stuff that Lego has been doing nowadays. It's not only, you know, pleasing to adult or to kids, but it's pleasing to adults as well. So, granted it is expensive, but you know, if you take the time, you know, I'm not going out and I'm buying like 10 sets at a time. You know, it's like you just go at your own pace. You know, that's another thing too. It's like I've sunk thousands and thousands of dollars into my hobbies, but it's my hobby. You know, it's like it's what I love to do. Some people might like hunting or fishing, you know, like, you know, obviously you guys. So, but it's just something, if you're passionate about it and you got the time and the money, mm-hmm. you know, you just do it at your own pace. Right. You don't have to go all at once.
Well, it's not like you bought them all at once, right? Exactly. You've been building this collection your whole life and you're old as fuck.
Yeah.
You know, so.
So if you ever have your own video games, don't.
So this is what. you're saying this is like over 30 years you're doing
that. Absolutely. Yeah. So, so it's just something that, you know, it's like, you know, the physical media, the Legos, you know.
Well, and you've got a full-on video game collection in your basement, too.
Oh, absolutely.
The arcade style.
Yeah, I have an arcade cabinet in my basement as well.
Yeah.
Damn. So,
yeah. Which is, you know, obviously, mine, it's got like a 1,500, you know, arcade games and stuff like that. So,
you know, but, I mean, it's the, you guys remember, like, the arcade style where there's four spots to play around it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Four people can stand at the video game
like
and play.
Like the NBA Jam or whatever.
Ninja Turtles,
yeah.
Simpsons.
It's, you know, one of those styles, yeah.
Yeah, so you can all
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So the next party, you know, if you guys want to come over and play some games, you know, I'm all for it.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, definitely.
It'd sounds be like we're going to have to do it on a Friday, and then we're there all weekend long.
We used to do that a lot when we were younger. Get together on a Friday night, you know, order pizzas and Mountain Dews, whatever, you know.
Staying up till like 3 a.m. playing like
Rock Band and if, all that shit. Yeah.
It's great game of nights, you know.
Yep.
So have you played all these games? Like, all, have you played them all? Or
time is you know, a big thing when playing, you know, it's like I'm a gamer first and a collector second. I do play a lot of the games that I own, but my back catalog is ridiculous. You know, there's so many games that I want to get to, you know, and a lot of times it's like I'll play a game and I'll set it down and I'll move on to another one and I won't even come back to the one I mean to come back to play it, but it can just get a little overwhelming.
So, like, I mean, it's probably, and I won't say probably, it is impossible probably.
It is.
To have played all the emulation games, but your physical media?
Yeah.
Have you played every one of them?
No, not even close. So.
Okay.
So, I mean, there are games on my shelf that will probably still be on my shelf, you know, I never even touch, but I mean, I try to play as much as I can. But obviously, you know, life
happens. And then you have the newest PlayStation VR one too,
correct?
Right?
Yeah, PlayStation VR 2. It's kind of a funny story because I showed the VR 1 to you, and it was so immersive. It's like I got to get a VR 2. And so far, PlayStation hasn't really done a whole lot with the VR 2. I mean, there are some good games, but they've actually just announced an adapter that you can actually hook up your PlayStation VR 2 to your PC so you can play PC VR games. Mm. So that would be really cool. But not taking it away from the Oculus, but the Oculus has been really good too, because you don't even need a PC or a PlayStation 1.
Stand alone. So I was actually looking, when I was thinking about getting a VR thing, I was looking between the PlayStation VR or the Oculus. Well, of course, now there's a Quest 3 that's out.
Yes.
But the Quest 2, the reason I went with Quest 2 is because now they just reduced it another $50. So now it's down to $200.
Yep, absolutely. So it's very affordable.
Yeah. So I went with that just to kind of try it, see if I even liked it. And
VR is a very niche market. I mean, there is a demand for VR, but I think it's slowly getting to where, you know, it's gaining in popularity. So it's... Some people love it.
Well, as the technology gets better and, you know, the games, like,
newest, greatest.
Even when the game graphics are horrible, you still feel immersed. But I think as the game graphics get better, that's the selling point, I think, for a lot of people are the game's graphics, you know. But,
well, and the games themselves. I mean, that's one thing that I was kind of looking at, too, when I wanted to buy it was, what do you have for games? Like, what?
Right. Exactly. You know, the main thing is the games. Is the focus point is, like, why do you buy a gaming system in the first place? Is the game. You know, it's if the games aren't there, then you're really not going to gravitate towards them.
Right.
And that brings me back to another point, too. It's like I'm a fan of physical media, to actually physically buy an actual game that you can actually hold in your hands. When was the last time you guys went to a store and bought, like, a movie or a game or a
CD? Years and years.
A year probably, at least.
What's kind of alarming nowadays is because it's like the way that things are trending is everything's going to a subscription platform. You know, you can't actually own, you know, companies, they don't want you to own anything anymore. They want you to keep paying money on a monthly basis.
Right.
And it's ridiculous because you
you know, games can get forgotten because you move on to another platform. And it's like, oh, hey, you know, what's the next latest and greatest thing, you know? Mm-hmm. There are games that have been forgotten on, like, previous other systems that you can't even play anymore because they're just on, they're locked to that system. You can't even, you know, purchase them for, you know, for mm-hmm. download and stuff. So, it's an alarming, you know, people are, I think, are kind of seeing that now because it's becoming a concern, you know, because it's like, it's, hey, what companies, they don't want you to buy a game and resell it, you know, because they don't see a dime if you resell it to somebody right. else. You know, they want you to keep paying for over and over again. Mm-hmm. So it is just kind of a, you know, I want to be able to raise that awareness. So it's like, hey, you know, allow us to have a choice to either download, you know, and I'm not saying I'm against, you know, downloading digital content and stuff like that. I love downloading a game, you know, and owning
especially Tales from the Hicks podcast. Download yeah. that everywhere.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. you know, I'm all for that, but allow us as a consumer, allow us to have a choice between either owning.
Well,
a
physical and most of the new systems that are coming out now don't even have the option for physical media.
Correct. You well, right.
Yeah. PlayStation 5, you can get two different consoles. One is a disc, and one of them, there's no slot for a disc. It's you have to download the games.
Absolutely. And a lot of times when you buy a newer games for a new console, you put the disc in, and you don't. You
doesn't can't matter anyway.
It downloads.
You
stuff.
Still have to download a shitload of
you
stuff.
You have to download every, you know, the mm-hmm. game, and that's installed to your hard drive. Disc is just basically like your license to, you know, right. to play the game. So
I have a lot of other questions, but
oh, I got lots of them too.
I only I'm just gonna ask one of them. Mm-hmm. Do you have a game that is like this? You're gonna play it every time you turn it on, or your every week? Off. Like, am I gonna?
That's what I was gonna ask.
Were you
a favorite game?
Yeah. Well, and I don't want to even just say a favorite game, but like a game like a lot of my buddies, they cannot wait for the new Madden to come out. Yeah. Like, well, and the new hype this year that I see on the internet and everybody
farming
talking about.
Simulator.
Close second, I think, but is the new NCAA football.
Yeah, that's
but huge. Like, yep. They're like, yeah, I played, you know, six games this week.
Yep.
You know? Like, yeah. Do you have a game like that, or are you all
well,
over?
Well, we actually have a clan that we play in. We call ourselves the One Plate Posse. OPP.
Okay. Yeah, you know me.
You know me, that's right. Our go-to game, like, as a group, like, as we play together, is Call of Duty. And
okay.
It doesn't matter what Call of Duty is out, we always have a blast playing that. There's good. Always something to do in that game series. So
I tried that, because I...
You tried getting into Call of Duty?
Yeah, so I got into Fortnite from whatever, so... I had gotten into that, but I'm like, all right, it's time to grow up and play like an adult. Because Fortnite's more of like, you'd think more kids play Fortnite, and yep. then adults play Call of Duty. So I tried it once. I literally got shot and died while I was parachuting into the match, like three times. And I'm like, nope, I'm done.
Hmm.
We're frozen.
Yeah. Hmm.
Oh, are we frozen? Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah.
That happened last week, too.
I saw that okay. last week, too. Yeah. yeah. But anyway. Yeah.
Sorry. I just noticed that.
So
yeah.
That's right.
Jason, do you have a question? Or?
Yeah. So, no, oh, that yeah. was what I was going to ask. Was your famous...
No, you had another famous, question.
Famous guy.
Silverish.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You did have a...
Yeah.
I shouldn't say famous, but like an iconic.
Well, let's start with your favorite film franchise of all time.
Oh, that's easily. It's Back to the Future.
Right, and then we'll take it from there.
I've been a fan of Back to the Future.
As a collector of all things Back to the Future, what would the holy grail be of?
Obviously, it would be the actual vehicle. The actual
sure,
car,
which was
I
think, the...
Which was the Back to the... I think they used a 1982 or 81 DeLorean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. I was an actual owner of a 1983 DeLorean.
Hey, yes, you were.
Jason's dad, very excited.
Yeah, yes, dude, this is, there, you know, I still am excited. Yeah, I'm excited for you. And
yes.
I only got to see it once.
My dad originally, when he was growing up, he was into cars and he was actually a car collector.
Yeah, because you guys had some Packards.
We owned
and stuff
a 1930
that.
Packard. Yep. We owned a 1940 cool. Chrysler. I think 1930 Chevy two-door coupe, I think, which is a really cool car to drive. I drove that to school one time. That was really neat. But one of the last purchases that my dad had was,
there it is.
Was a 1983 DeLorean. And you can see that on the screen right now. So and it was all original. When we bought it, it had like 3,200 original miles. 3,200.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow. Miles.
What year did you buy that?
1995.
That's what I thought it was. 95.
Yeah, it was
2 years before we graduated. 2 years
before I graduated high school. Yeah. So, and it was like I did my homework in that car because I loved it so much, and it was just an amazing vehicle. I took it to a lot of shows. Mm-hmm. Drove it to a lot of. It was a big.
So that car is all stainless.
Right.
Yep, all stainless steel. Yep. And gullwing doors, obviously.
As it, fuck.
The engine of it was a Volvo Renault engine. It was a V6 engine. It did not have enough power to power the car, and it had no power steering either. It was basically like a really bad driving vehicle to get it on the road. But a big hit, you know, everywhere I drove it, it's like everybody, you know, that looked at me, it's like, hey, go back to the future, man. So, yeah.
Tell the Water Street story.
Yeah, I was just, that was my next question.
Okay, so the Water Street story was pretty interesting. At the time, my roommate and I, it's like, well, let's take the DeLorean out to Water Street. And of course, you know, it was Friday night. You know, college was going on
it was
at the time.
Me and you.
Was it me and you?
Uh-huh.
It was me and you. Well, anyway, yeah, that's right. Okay, yeah, now I'm thinking, going back on it, it was, So anyway, we're going down Water Street.
In Eau Claire.
So Water Street, for anybody who doesn't know, is the main drinking street for UW-Eau Claire.
Right.
Main drinking street in Eau Claire. It's lined with bars.
Yeah.
Yes. Friday and Saturday nights when school is in session, it is jumping.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know,
there's kids,
college
like,
kids everywhere, smoking hot chicks all over. Yeah, it's a hopping
kids
joint.
Everywhere, you know, just having a great time, you know, mm-hmm. drinking up on Water Street. So we're driving down
Water
Street.
I think we were still in high school, if I'm not mistaken.
We were still in high school. Yeah, we were. so I don't know if I thought of the idea or you thought.
I don't remember.
Let's open the doors.
Yeah, so we drove down Water Street with the gullwing doors
open.
We opened
the doors.
While you were moving.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody on the sides of the street were like looking
at
the
going nuts.
Hey, go back to the future, man. That's such a great car. You know, it's just driving down. You know, it's having a great time, you know.
Yeah.
It's like showing off, you know. And we get to the end of the bars,
bloop, bloop.
and I look in my rearview mirror there, blue and red. What's going on with that? Yeah. So of course the cop was following me the whole time. So we go around the corner and I get pulled over, and the cop gets out. It's like, you know why I pulled you over? And I'm like, no, officer. I'm like, well, he thought that the doors were going to fall off the car. He thought that he gave me a warning for unsecured load. Because
we were both wearing our seatbelts.
We were wearing our seatbelts. Yeah.
And I mean, he did say like, "Hey guys, I get it. It's a pretty cool idea, you know." But
he was actually laughing. As he was walking
it's like,
up
not
the car.
Safe. Can't.
Yeah.
Know,
don't drive don't with your doors open. So
after he checked the car out and
he took an
extra long time.
He was like, "This is pretty cool."
I'm sure he'd never.
He was a very cool officer.
Because what year would that maybe been?
It was probably 96 90, or 97.
97 or 98, yeah.
Yeah.
Because there was a
high school or something
mid to late 80s when Back to the Future came out, right? So, I mean, back then it was like relevant for everyone that would see it.
Oh,
now
new.
We're,
yeah, absolutely.
Now we're like 38, 40 years ago.
Yeah, so, right. Kids nowadays, they probably never even heard of that movie.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Because they, mm-hmm. you know, obviously, you know, don't really
hoverboard.
Pay attention to that. But, well, back then it was pretty still pretty.
I think I've seen something that if Back to the Future were made today, when he goes back in time, he would go back to 1994.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that crazy? That is just ridiculous.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's in the 1900s.
I'd be 9 years old.
1900s crazy. So was your license plate out of time?
No, actually, when I got the plates, it was actually, the word DeLorean was on actually my license plate for it, but I got, collector plates, obviously, you know, after it hit 20 years. The unfortunate part of, you know, life is that when you grow up, you can't like keep a lot of things that you had as a child. And I unfortunately had to sell the DeLorean. You know, I was getting married. And my wife wanted a parking space in the garage. So,
I would have added on the garage.
Just not get married.
That's right. Yeah. Or get married, exactly. Yeah. But
But fortunately, the Lorien, when I sold it, it actually paid for part of our bathroom. So we had to get a second bathroom in our house. So, yeah. So
I'm going to have to start selling stuff.
You can start selling your stuff. You can install a bathroom. So
Sell the wife's car.
Yeah, exactly. Sell her car.
Yep. Sorry, sweetie.
Gotta go.
Cab's here.
But I had my time with it. It was time for somebody else, you know, to have fun with it and show it off and stuff. So, but it was a great time when I did own it. So, yeah. And I have no regrets with it. So,
well, and it's just like any collector car or any vehicle you don't drive a lot, right? Like,
right.
You got to fuck around with all this stuff because you don't drive it very often.
Oil changes and all that. And it's like, it's just another car that you have, you know, and it didn't get out much. So, but it was just time to move on.
How many miles on it when you sold it?
5,400. So I didn't drive it that much.
2,000
miles in the 20 years. So, yeah.
Yeah. How long ago did you sell it?
How long ago? Yeah. This was before I got married. So it was 2011, 2012.
Oh.
So give or take. So about 10, 11 years ago. Yeah. So.
So it's currently probably has 7,500 miles
on it. Yeah, it's slowly getting up there. Huh. Yeah, so it was a sad day when I sold it. I'm sorry, I sold it in 2014. That's when I sold it. But still, it's like I took photographs like end of an era. But you know, it was fun. You know, it's like time for somebody else to enjoy it.
Yeah.
So
cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, I think we are about on our time. Speaking of out of time.
Oh, yes. See? Well, thanks, guys, for having me on the show.
Anytime. Anytime. Yeah, betcha. Yeah.
Do it again sometime.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks for coming. Putting up with this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Show.
Hodgepodge of shit we put together.
Forget your cupcake.
Yes. Thank you so much.
These cupcakes, brought those in my sister Stacy and her friend Russian.
Thank you for calling her that because I don't know what her real name is.
It's Ashley.
Yeah, it's fine. But, it's Russian.
Yeah, everyone knows her as Russian.
Yeah.
They are very delightful.
Oh, they are delicious.
They made like 150, 200 of them for my son's graduation, and we have some left. So
awesome.
They are.
Thank you.
You're going to enjoy it.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, so anybody watching can see that I don't have one.
Yeah, I set it down on the table, and by the time I got the rest of them passed out, turned around, Jason's like, Nathan?
We're having that for the show.
Is he gone? He gone.
Oh, well.
You look like a kid with his hand in the cookie jar.
He did, too. He's like,
Yep.
Yeah. All right, so Spotify, iHeartRadio, YouTube, obviously.
Yep.
Give us a like and a follow. Yep. Subscribe.
4-star rating, please.
4-5. 5-star.
Tell your friends.
It's back on.
5-star would be good.
Smash the like button.
Hey, good job.
The button or bucken?
Bucken.
I like the bucken.
Smash the like button.
Do the bucken.
Tell everybody you know, and especially the ones you don't.
That's right. Yep.
Exactly. Yeah, send us an email.
Yeah, email us.
Yeah, Hicks at talesfromthehicks.com.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Go to the website.
Or hit the mail bucket button wherever you find us to send a text, basically.
Yeah, that's right. You can still text.
I'm gonna have to look into that because now we switched distributors.
Oh, that's right. We did
switch.
Yeah, that might not be there now.
Yep.
Forgot about that.
So you might have to do an email.
Email.
Email always. That will always work.
Yeah, we like emails. Hicks at talesfromthehicks.com.
Yep. Write us a letter, I guess.
Or notes,
send it to the P.O. box.
Thoughts?
Thoughts? Yeah, we'll have to get a P.O. box.
I didn't have any thoughts because we were going to have a
Jason
guest.
Jason likes
so
real mail, so.
Yeah. Email?
We should get a P.O. box just for the shits. I mean, we'd have to ask somebody that would know, but, I mean, it's not like I pay for my mailbox.
Yeah, you have to pay for
it. I'm sure you got
to
pay for
do.
A P.O. box.
Because
you're taking up physical space at the post office. Yeah. Jason probably has one already. I mean, he's an analog man in a digital world.
Matt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's how he gets his milk.
Yeah.
It still comes on the front step.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
It is.
It's fresh. Like the milk jug.
Yep.
Straight from the bowl.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
Whoa. Oh, wrong milk.
Wrong milk is always warm.
Right church, wrong pew.
That's like a bowl bukkake.
There it is.
Bukkake. Bukkake.
Oh, Chad's over there. I love milk. I love milk.
Tell your bull to turn around. I want chocolate.
I'm going to make a cow ice cream sandwich. Yeah. Ooh. Ooh. I'm definitely going to become lactose intolerant. For sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's starting to make sense now, Jason.
Yeah.
Oh. There you go, Chad.
But he keeps eating it.
It's good.
Oh, man.
You're going to keep doing that. You're going to get yourself a bucket, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
You'll see why. I could hook you up with a bucket.
Yep. Perfect.
All right.
All right. So we have anything we want to bring up next week, or just wait for then?
Well, I got to get the whiteboard down here. I don't know what we have for.
Send them some emails.
Yeah, send an email.
Just do that. Give us our first topic.
We'll come up with some stuff.
Yeah,
We do have congratulations to Chubbs Kelly. He won the T-shirt.
Oh yeah,
congratulations. Oh, yes, that's true.
Yep. Good job.
It should be arriving, I would assume, sometime this week for him. So
nice.
You should get good. Get that. I reached out to him and we got that done. So
get the word out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for all the contestants. Yep. Appreciate it. And the odds are we'll probably do it again.
Yeah. I'm sure we will. Maybe once a month or something like that.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Sure.
So, all right. Cool. You guys all have a good week.
You as well.
Adios.
See ya.
Thanks. Bye.